You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Now, Don, so much to speak about today. But before we start, Don,
well, as long as your mood is not like it was when I greeted you in the street, and you've done your shirt up, you all right now?
If I have to leave and go off mic,
you're going to go off your tree, are you?
If I have to leave and go off mic while I'm speaking, it's because someone has parked in our car space.
So that sent you off. Is that the reason you're off your tree today? Because someone's parked in the wrong car spot?
Someone has parked in our car space twice in a row.
Ooh.
And I'm asking you, if you went to someone's business, Don, and it had the name of the business there, would you park, if you weren't going to that business, would you park in that business's car spot?
Well, they don't realise that you've got a problem and that's being
you?
A control freak.
No, Don.
This is just upsetting you.
I'm asking you a question.
There's plenty of other car spots.
I'm asking you a question.
Well,
would
you go and let their tyres down?
Now, Don, it's no good talking over me until I finish what I'm asking you and then you speak. Would you park in someone's car spot with their name on it if you weren't visiting that premises?
Well, I wouldn't, but they do.
Right. Well, because they're rude and they're ignorant. And so if I leave the microphone...
You're going to go and bop them, are you?
I'm not going to go and bop them.
You used to in your younger days.
Speak into the...
it's in my face. You're all right. It's up my throat, up my mouth, the microphone. Anyway, shout-outs.
Now, first of all...
I've got some shout-outs.
First of all, it was your birthday yesterday.
And it's yours tomorrow.
Don, let me get into a subject and then you bring one up. It was your birthday yesterday. This is everyone listening around the world. This is what I'm dealing with. It's his birthday yesterday, so I sent an emoji on my phone to him. It was a woman eating a cake. Woman eating a cake. So he rings
me. In a seductive manner.
Doesn't matter if it was a seductive manner or not. The emotion was she was eating a cake, a multi-layered cake. And he rings me, Don, and he says,
Did you send me a picture of a woman eating a cake?
And I said, I did, Don.
Yeah, what did you do that for?
I said, well, what is today?
He said, it's Wednesday.
And it's Tuesday.
Oh, you're right, it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
I said, is it your birthday? He said,
yeah.
I said, well, would you think that is a birthday greeting from me, a woman eating a cake? On what other occasion would you think that someone would eat a cake? At Christmas, maybe? Or when else would you think you'd eat a cake?
Having a coffee? Morning coffee?
This was a big cake and it was obviously decorated for an occasion.
Well, the way she was shoving it into her mouth.
Oh, but it was a joke, dog. I said, do you think that would be me sending you birthday wishes because it's a birthday cake?
Oh, I see.
Seriously, honestly, if you couldn't work that out. So the whole idea of me sending him birthday lost on an argument over what he would be eating a cake for and why I'd be sending that.
Well, why couldn't you just put a little thing, happy birthday?
Oh, because I was
Everybody else in the world does, but you send a bloody woman eating a cake.
Yes, because I was trying to be a little different.
Different, you're off your tree.
I was trying to be a little humorous, a little...
Jeez.
Off key and
lateral. You don't have to try. You are off key and lateral.
Because I was sending it to someone who is more off key than anyone I've ever met. So that's the first thing.
Do you think it's got anything to do with you're a Sagittarian, are you?
No.
Oh well, I think I am.
You are, you fool. If you don't know, you're a Sagittarian. When your birth date falls, you're a Sagittarian. Now, Don. Also, just quickly. I think we single-handedly might have got Anne Peacock over the line as a she's been inducted onto the committee of the the VRC, Victorian Racing Committee.
How did we help?
Well, we said that she's standing a couple of weeks ago, and I reckon what got her over the line was the people who listened to this thought, oh, I better vote for Anne Peacock because she's a friend of ours and we wished her well, didn't we?
But she wouldn't come on the podcast, or what about Anne?
No, we didn't ask her to come on the podcast.
Oh, didn't we?
No.
Oh, okay, but people who avoid this show seem to get elected, don't they? Andrew Gowers?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Anne Peacock.
I sent congratulatory wishes to Anne. And I said, of course, because she's a friend of ours, Don, that's why. And I said, well done. And I said, we must have got you over the line by mentioning you on the podcast. And she said, oh, no, I don't
think
so.
How did she say it?
Well, it was a text, so it's been hard. But I think if I could have put the text into words, it would have been, oh, no, I don't think
so. That's very masculine.
Well, oh, no, I don't think so. So anyhow, we are claiming a small amount of credit, a lot of credit for getting Anne onto the... And well done to her. It's fantastic.
Talking about Andy Gowers...
I wasn't talking about Andy. Well, I was talking about Anne Peacock.
Yes, but we mentioned about... You'd be pretty busy, wouldn't you, Christmas, New Year, trying to get this game of golf in.
Andy.
And the coffee. You've got a coffee with Gil. When is that going to happen, the coffee with Gil? And now you've got a game of golf at Royal Melbourne with Andy.
That slobbering suck-up.
Who, Andy?
No, Gil.
No, you got a coffee with him.
Yeah, well...
Are you going to fit it in between Christmas and New Year?
Has he left the AFL yet? Because there'd be no reason to...
No, I think he's there for a while, yeah.
What? I thought he was going. Maybe he hasn't found any great cause to get involved and righteous and see if he could save the world.
No, he'll go to Brisbane.
As well as throwing his friends under the bus. Now, Don... Andy Gowers, Andy said he'd like to play golf with me down at the Royal, out at headquarters.
Or Point Lonsdale.
Point Lonsdale, yes.
Your hometown.
Well, and he's obviously got a holiday house there, very expensive real estate down there. And Andy thought, well, maybe, but now that he's been elected, I think I've been given the arse at golf. Because,
oh, do you think so?
Yeah, but he did interviews with everyone else, except he wouldn't do one with us. Maybe because of you, Don. You might have asked him some hard questions or even some questions because you, the people we interview, you never ask any questions. Or if you just let me do it all, then you suddenly say, oh, by the way. And I say, yes, Don. And you go in with some inane, stupid fucking question. Now, so, Don.
What about shout-outs? I got four of them.
Go ahead.
Scott listens. I won't mention their name. They get embarrassed.
In deference to the doctor from Sydney, Dr. Fordham, who said, do not do shout-outs at the start of the show.
Right,
do content. Happy Chrissy too, Doc, and Jody up there and all the little nippers.
Benny and the Jets.
But please don't think bad of us or ill of us because we're doing the shout-outs now. But if we don't do them now, we'll probably forget them. Go ahead. Well, I've got a lot of topics.
Have you
Australia
really?
Australia Day, gays giving blood.
You've done your shirt up. When I saw you, that's good. Where did you come from this morning? You had a surfboard in the passenger seat.
Sex toys I've got. There's a new
slant. What, do you got one, have you?
No,
bought
new,
some?
A new slant on sex toys. These are all real cop topics that are in the news. Sex toys, gays giving blood, Australia Day being changed by Channel 10, Fat Santa's being banned at shopping centres because they say... Fat. Yeah, they say it's not a good look to have fat Santas.
Santa had
They're
a fat...
fat-shaming people who dress up in... Can you believe this?
No. Those Santas put a little cushion in their under their uniform.
Oh, no, mate. I've just read it. Do the shout-outs.
Okay, Scott. Now, all these people don't want their surname mentioned, but Scott is a chiropractor and he has not missed...
Is that the bloke who played for Hawthorn?
Don't know.
Right, go on. I know a Scott who played for Hawthorn called Scott.
Don Scott.
Who?
Don Scott.
Bon Scott?
No, he's dead. He was ACDC.
Who's Don Scott?
Played for Hawthorn and South Melbourne. There was one played for South Melbourne.
Don
too.
Scott?
Yeah, played for South Melbourne as well.
So
anyway,
Scott,
he has not missed an episode. How many episodes have we done?
Oh, 178 this is. The 178.
We've done more than that. We've been going 4 years. Anyway, he hasn't missed an episode. Then there's Michael. Now, Michael is a very intelligent man. He's a lawyer. He gets all his current affairs from
Don,
listening to us.
We've been going nearly 4 years. If you think we do one a week...
We do three a week.
You fucking idiot. We do one podcast a week with three different segments.
Okay, well, that's three times.
Don, you're doing this on purpose. People say, are you as stupid? Are you really as stupid as you make out? Wouldn't matter if we did 15 episodes. We do one podcast a week. And we've been doing, and this is 177, if you divide 50 into 177, which is the amount of weeks in a year, that is about 3.5 years worth
of
podcasts.
Well, I'm going to talk to Scott next time I see him and tell him how many podcasts he's listened to. But he said everyone, he hasn't missed one. And Michael, let me get on to Michael. He very intelligent.
Who is Scott? Who is that?
I don't know. He just, you know, you get it. Don't you people just come up to you in the street?
Go on then.
And Michael's a lawyer, very intelligent man, gets all his current affairs from listening to us.
Well, if he sticks around, we've got plenty today.
Well, anyway, there's Michael. He hasn't missed an episode since I started. Gary got on to me. He says that he must have bought a hat, Gary. He said they are expensive. You know the hats? You cannot be serious. The bucket hats and all those. Listen, Gary, if you're listening in, buy a T-shirt. The T-shirts are value and they look good.
If you go and buy Nike shoes or you buy Christian Dior perfume or if you go and buy, what's a fashion brand, Calvin Klein, they make the same factory in China makes them. And they
so
just.
So what are you telling me?
Well, they put on a premium because it's the brand. The brand of You Cannot Be Serious far exceeds the cost of the hat, and that's why we sell them at a very reasonable price. And the T-shirts are coming out mid-January. And
are they really?
Has michaelchristianmenswear.com.au up your bum, michaelchristianmenswear.com, has he had some orders for the T-shirts?
Where from?
The crew T-shirts. Where from? I don't know where from. He says... There's back orders for the T-shirts.
Really?
You cannot be serious.
I'd wear one of those red ones, those T-shirts.
Well, you can buy one from him, Don. They're coming out next. I've got to buy the hats from him.
You do? what do we get out of this?
I tell you, Mitchell Jones. Do you know who Mitchell Jones is?
Tell me.
He's Tony Jones's son.
Tony Jones from...
Yes, what? Him. That from Channel 9 and 3AW.
From Box Hill. Lives in Box Hill.
Oh,
that Tony Jones.
I don't know
Jones.
Where he lives, Don.
He's filling in for
Mitch
Neil Mitchell.
Jones.
Is that the one filling in for Neil
that's
Mitchell?
That's right. He's a star. Now, Tony rang me and he said...
Tony rang you?
Tony rang me.
What about Mitchell?
Shut the fuck up. Tony rang me and he said, my son Mitchell always listens to the podcast.
How old's Mitchell?
Don, I tell you what, in a minute
he'd
I'll
only be
fucking
six,
knock
he,
you
Tony?
Out. Shut
Tony's,
up.
Tony's not that old, is he?
I'm finishing the story. Not a story, I'm finishing it.
Oh, it's a fable.
Tony Jones, ring from AW, Mitchell Show, Channel 9.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. He's Chicken Man. He rings me up and he says...
Do you think he's prostituting himself, Tony Jones, by putting himself out to so many... He was doing the swimming the other night, hosting the swimming, the short course swimming. He's very... Do you think he could be the second Eddie Maguire?
Have you finished? Tony Jones rings me up and he says, my son Mitchell likes the show and never missed an episode. Could I buy, he said, could I purchase two hats, a bucket hat and a cap, a golf cap hat with You Cannot Be Serious? And I said, yes, Tony, I'd be happy to give you two. And he said, no, I'll want to pay for them. And I meet him here and I give him two and he took the money.
He came all the way to Port Melbourne.
Yes, Channel 9 is half a mile away from
here. Oh, it's not out in Richmond now.
No, Don, hasn't been out there for 10 years. So Tony comes down here and I give him the two hats for Mitchell and he said, I insist on paying, and I said, I insist on you not paying. He said, you're welcome. So Mitchell listens to the show and he's got a bucket hat. And the only reason I say this, because I said to michaelchristianmenswear.com, I said, mate, I've had to give a couple of hats away. I haven't had to, but I've given a just PR. And he said, all right. He said, I'll send you over some. He said, who do I send the invoice to? I said,
oh, you.
And I said, Mick, please, send half a D over, half a dozen. What are they, 39?
Oh, they're a rip-off.
How much? They're not a rip-off.
Well, they are. Gary told me. Don. He fronted me in the street, Gary.
Gary who?
Gary
who?
He's not Asian. He's a Caucasian. Gary. Not Gary who.
Bloke walked into a milk bar and said to the Chinese bloke behind the bar, he said, is there anything such thing as Chinese Jews? Do you've got any Chinese Jews in your? And he said, no. He said, we ain't got orange Jews or apple Jews. He said, we don't. Didn't you think that was humorous? Listen to this, Don. Listen to this.
Hang on, I haven't finished the shout outs.
This parrot.
A parrot
eats a Viagra tablet and its owner puts the parrot in the freezer to cool off.
Hang on,
The parrot swallows a Viagra tablet.
That'll increase his blood flow.
And his owner puts him in the freezer just to cool off because he thought, geez, the parrot's gone mad. So he opened it about an hour later and the parrot is sweating. And he said, how could you possibly be sweating in the freezer of a refrigerator? And the parrot said, have you got any idea how hard it is to open the legs of a frozen chicken?
Now, we've got another shout-out. Dion. Now, Dion laughs at this
any
podcast.
Any idea how hard it is to
Come on, righto, we're just moving on. Chicken. You don't have to give us a punchline. Everybody's got it and I've got it and... what do you want me to do?
Chortle. A bit of a humorous intent to show that you'd got it.
Yeah,
so I don't think you get half the things say.
No. You're a
go on then.
Dion.
Got Dion. Topics coming up shortly, everyone.
Dion, no, I've finished. Just one more shout out. He listens to the podcast at work and thinks it's humorous. Do you think you question his intellect?
Don.
How do you spell Dion? Is it D-E-O-N or D-I-O-N?
Yes, all of the above. Depends on the idiosyncrasy of the person naming his child or their person.
Anyway, he's a nice fellow, Dion, and he listens. So they're the four.
Do they ever tell you what they do or anything? The shout-outs
They all want to remain anonymous. It's funny. We listen to I'll give you a shout-out. Oh, no, don't do that. Well, they get embarrassed.
Speaking of that, michaelchristianmenswear.com.
He doesn't get embarrassed.
Oh, shit, no.
He loves it.
He sent over. These are the people who contact him about getting
here we go.
Crew neck T-shirts or the hats. And he said one of them, Bazza from Burke.
Burke?
Bazza from Burke. No, that's not his name, not Barry Burke. It's Bazza from
Burke. Burke in New South Wales?
How the fuck do I know where Burke
don't
is?
Don't swear.
Well, I don't know. It just says Bazza from Burke. And he said he didn't want his surname mentioned either because his wife thinks that he's still missing in action in Vietnam. So he said, don't mention his surname. His missus thinks he's just in the hills somewhere in Vietnam and hasn't come home.
He's at the back of Burke.
He's living on the Gold Coast with some Sheila. Paul. See, I get the names. Paul Baker. This is from michaelchristianmenswear.com up your ass. Paul Baker from Shepparton. He wants a shout out because all these people contact Michael, Mick, for the hats and the crew.
I wonder if he knows Kim Bussell from Shepparton.
Is Kim a man or a woman?
Don't know.
Why did you say that then? You don't
know. Well, it depends on how you spell it, wasn't it? It could be
KY. Do you know Kim Bussell?
Well, it could be KYM.
Do you know Kim Bussell?
Well, I know a Kim Bussell.
Well, is she a man or a woman?
Don't know. I'm just wondering how she's
non-binary.
Yeah, it could be the way she spells it. It could be K-I-M. Which is feminine, which is masculine?
Kim is K-I-M is a man. Do you know this
Kim
person?
Kim Hodgman for North Melbourne. He was K-Y. He was a rover. K-Y-M.
Do you know Kim Bussell or Bussell or what did you say? Bissell? What did you know? Do you know Kim?
Well,
is that a man or a woman? That's all I'm asking you. Wait till I give you the definition of the Cambridge Dictionary have brought out about a man and a woman, the definition in a dictionary. I'll read that out in a minute. This is one of the topics. So Paul Baker from Shepparton. This is a shout out. Kieran is from England. Not New England, I don't think, up in the mountain.
Kieran.
K-I-E.
It's a bike race, isn't it? Kieran?
Oh, it's a beer. It could be anything, Don. It's a beer. It's a bike race. It's this man's name. I presume it's a man. From England. He wanted a shout out. Mick has sent over You Cannot Be Serious hat to England. I don't know where in England.
Cost him a fortune.
Sam Parsons, this is a shout out. He's a dairy farmer. I don't know where, but he's a dairy farmer. He wants one of the hats.
Well, he'd listen to the podcast when he's milking the cows. It's a pretty boring work milking cows.
I think he would probably have a machine that does that.
Yeah, but he's got to change the machine.
You stick a suction thing onto the tits of the cow.
Yeah, but he's walking up and down.
Did you ever stick a suction kit onto the tits of a...
Onto my old fella.
A suction thing under the end of your old fella.
Well, it's similar to the teeth of a cow.
Save your wrists.
No, I didn't.
I haven't
to answer your question. Yeah.
Your arms and your wrists and your fingers if you just put a suction cup on the end of your dick. Yep, and it'd just do it for you. It'd really probably take the enjoyment out of it, wouldn't it? I don't know. Now, this is...
But where's his farm?
Now, this is, have a listen to this. This is, I said I don't know where he's from. It's Kaiser Ryan.
Kaiser who?
Kaiser Ryan.
Oh, bullshit.
K-A-I-S-E-R Ryan from Hobart. And he works at, wait for this, Tool Trends.
Where is he from?
Hobart.
Not New Norfolk.
Well, Don, I just said he comes from Hobart.
Yeah, but New Norfolk's a suburb, I think.
All right, well, I'm only reading out that shout-out. Tool Trends he works for. Tool Trends. What does that mean? That must be where you get the suction cups to put on the end of your dick.
Worries me he comes from Tassie.
Here's just a final shout-out. This is from me. 180 Wines. They're in the Clare Valley. They're small-batch winemakers. And the owner is overseas in America perfecting the brew or the vintage.
Where do you get this shit from?
They sent in, they say they listen to the podcast, 180 Wines.
What's he doing in America?
Topping up on his education about blending certain wines. They're a small batch winemaker. And if you're interested in 180 Wines, they're on 180wines@gmail.com.
But they're in the Clare Valley in South Australia.
They are. I'm told, because I don't drink, I'm told that they're...
You used to.
Small. I did, Don.
You they're used small, to wipe yourself right out. You were an idiot on the grog.
I am told that the small batch winemaker called 180 Wines are probably as good as you can buy.
Really?
I'm told that, but I don't know because I don't drink. So they are the T-shirts... The crew T-shirts that you think are good, the red ones with You Cannot Be... They are available in mid-January. Mick has rushed into production from Vietnamese sweatshops that make them. He has rushed into production. And I think it's all sourced from Tasmania, the T-shirts, or the embroidery is, anyhow. The T-shirts are still made.
He's got a factory going down there with illegal workers.
No, the underage children in Vietnam, they're still making them, like all the products that are made everywhere. So there we are. So that is that. Now, Don, I did mention. I did mention about the T-shirts. Well, we've got this is the first topic. We've got a competition because now I'm not making this up. This is true. The FDA, which is the Federal Drug Administration, FDA is the Federal Drug Administration. people in America have announced and decreed that gay people can't give blood, or bisexual people can't give blood for, I presume, obvious reasons. They think that they might have AIDS or monkeypox. I don't know. Now, I'm not making this up. And the gay fraternity, they've come out with their own T-shirt, not like You Cannot Be Serious, but they've come out. Their new T-shirt is made from, and the new T-shirt says, Blood of Gay Men. It says you can donate. They say, the T-shirts say, Blood of Gay Men. So they said that gay men should be able to donate blood to the blood bank. And the FDA said, no, we're not taking blood from gay people. I'm not saying this. The FDA are, because they think it might be have a risk of not being kosher. And, of course, they might have monkeypox, which is a disease.
Yeah, so get to your point. What are you saying? Well, or trying to say, I should say. You're stumbling around.
Well, would you rather buy a You Cannot Be Serious T-shirt, or would you rather from gay...
I'd rather wear...
Blood from gay people
because
T-shirt.
I really do like that. Who was the lady we had on from Brighton? I wear her T-shirt. She never got into Parliament.
No.
It was pale blue with yellow writing across it. It's a very
nice T-shirt
as well.
The T-shirt says, blood is blood. T-shirts address the inherent homophobia and stigma involved in the FDA's blood donation ban on gay and bisexual men.
Yeah, no.
So that's what they've said. Would you like to have a transfusion of blood from a gay or bisexual man, Don? That's what the FDA is saying.
I wouldn't wear that T-shirt.
And they're taking the risk out of it. They're saying, no, we won't accept that. So that's their T-shirts, and our T-shirts say, you cannot be serious. Which T-shirt would you rather have?
You can't be serious.
Of course, Don, of course. So that was that. Now, Don, did you notice? Now, I'm going to read out, this is the definition you talked about. This is the definition of a man and a woman. This is how I did say about Fat Sanders, a health expert is, listen to this, this is a topic. A health expert is calling for Fat Santas to be banned, claiming a portly St. Nicholas sends the wrong message to people, that you shouldn't be fat. That is fat shaming half the population for a start. And also, if you can't work out that someone, fat man, Santa, man or woman or binary or non-binary or trans-binary or whatever, if you can't work out that someone might have a pillow stuffed down their front to make them look jolly and round and ho-ho, but no, you've got to have anorexic. How would you like to sit on the knee of an anorexic Santa?
I wouldn't sit on any Santa's knee.
Face?
No, nothing.
No. Well, imagine if you had a... The bloke took this to the extreme, said, right, we're not having fat Santas in the shopping centre. We're having anorexic Santas. And please, kids, don't sit on his knees because you'll break them and then we'll be sued.
Did your mother bring you from Point Lonsdale to Myer when you were a young boy to see Santa?
Yes.
Yes, I did too.
Yes,
I came from Box Hill.
We looked in the window, the Meyer window, and cried.
Yeah. Wasn't that a... That was done by a bloke called Freddie Asmussen. He was in charge of display. Freddie Asmussen. He'd now be dead.
Asmussen.
He was in charge of the windows and display at Meyer. And they were certainly a thing. There was a theme for each window, wasn't it? And it was fascinating the way they...
was.
That
Don,
took 12 months to do and
it
create.
Did. And now it's been discontinued, hasn't it? Because...
It was just... And that's our... And then we'd go out on the way home, we'd go out through and see the lights in Ivanhoe.
Yeah, and that's been banned too.
Has it really?
Yeah, that was banned because it was too much electricity or something.
Bullshit.
I tell you, I went out with my grandkids and my son out to look at them. And they said that it was an extravagant use of electricity and they'd half been banned.
Is that right?
Yep, that is right. I don't know if it's still happening, but and the police were driving around looking for people who had lights on. It's serious. Now, I was trying to find you the definition of what the Cambridge Dictionary said that a man and a woman was. You won't believe this if I can find it.
Well, while you're looking for it,
yeah, go
you
on.
Didn't happen to watch the cricket.
I didn't, no.
Okay. I've never seen a greener wicket in all my life as what was produced in Brisbane. And the other thing that came to my attention was the fact that as a society we are growing. Now, there's a boy called Cameron Green. I think he's 6'8", plays for Australia. And South Africa had a fellow, a Jansen, I forget his Christian name, Jansen.
What are you saying?
And anyway, they're both about 6'8", right? And I looked at both of them come out to bat. Now, the bats were made back in years gone by. Okay, cricket bats are a certain size. Do you think these boys should have bats that are in proportion to their size? I know
well,
you can
are.
Have... I don't think they are. I think you can have 1.5-inch difference in the bat handle, but these fellows can't get down, and if they're standing upright, the ball could go under their thing because
but
the
Don,
bats are not made, and society is getting bigger and
no,
the
Don.
Athletes are getting bigger. So why don't these fellows have longer blades
because,
in their bats?
Because their arms are longer than people who are normal size.
Yeah,
so
but they're bending over.
So therefore, if their arms are longer, the whole size of the bat is irrelevant because their arms reach down to get the normal
you
size
did not
of the bat.
Watch the cricket,
it's like
so
golf
how can
clubs.
You comment?
It's like golf clubs.
What happens tall. Then? I've got longer golf clubs. Specially made.
They make them about 1/2 inch longer.
Well, mine are special, where I don't have to bend over with those short things.
Oh, you don't even play golf.
I did. I was playing for a while. I'm hopeless.
Yeah,
I'm
hopeless.
I am.
You are hopeless. Because you rush at it like a bullet at a
China
shop,
like
you did golf. You got no finesse. You got no rhythm. You just
I've
go
got,
and you belt the shit. Where'd that go? Fuck it. What a shocking. And then I said,
well, I haven't
down.
Got hand-eye coordination.
You've got no hand-eye coordination.
Nothing.
So Don, let me tell you, this is where the world's
anyway,
headed.
The cricket people should look at bats and making, because society is getting bigger and they're not being accommodated.
Well, that's
for
why they don't want Santa, fat Santa's in there, because they're asking people to slim down. So this is in the Cambridge Dictionary, right?
For
this
what?
For a man. This is the definition of a man in the Cambridge Dictionary.
Here we go.
No, Don, this is where the world's headed.
What are you bringing this up for?
Well, you bring a topic up.
Okay, I went to the council the other day, Mornington Shire Council. You know, the council that spent $50,000 on counting koalas in the Shire. What about gender equality? There are 7 women councillors and 3 men. I don't hear men putting their hand up and saying there's inequality.
Are you serious?
I am deadly serious.
I was just, no, not...
You said bring up a topic, I just brought one up.
No, Don. I was just about to read out what the Cambridge Dictionary said was the definition of a man. You said, oh, who's interested in that? Yeah. And you bring up exactly the same topic as I'm about to read out, which is what this is going on in this planet. Let me say this now. I've not heard anyone else besides me say this. I bet someone will jump onto it soon. There are only 2 biological sexes. That's a person with 2 X
chromosomes,
and that is a woman.
I know.
Or a man who's got an XY chromosome, that's a man.
Right.
This is what the Cambridge Dictionary says is a man. An adult who lives and identifies as male, though they may have been said to have a different sex at birth. That's what they say a man is. And then they say, this is a woman. A woman is an adult who lives and identifies as female, though they may have been said to have a different sex at birth. Can you believe...
Yeah, but when was it revised? Shouldn't it...
Just recently.
How long ago?
Well, does it matter?
Yes, it
just
does.
Just recently it was revised. That is so much bullshit and is so much poppycock, Don. A man is someone with an XY chromosome. A woman is someone with 2 X chromosomes. That's it. No good saying what you identify as or what you want to be. You can want to be anything you wish. But fancy demeaning the English language and the definition of biological people on this planet by doing that. And they should be ashamed of themselves for bending to the woke bullshit who people say, oh, no, you've got to include all that crap. That's just so much nonsense. So then Channel 10, have a listen to this.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know what you're going to bring up.
Channel 10 have decided that Australia Day is I'll just get it out here.
No, I know what you're saying. Right. Yeah, they've got the choice as to whether they come to work or respect Australia Day, the employees.
And I think it's fantastic, Don.
What?
I think it's fantastic. They say that you shouldn't have to celebrate Australia Day if you don't want to, because Australia Day is, let me just find it here. Oh, yes. Australia Day is offensive to Indigenous people, and that you shouldn't have to celebrate Australia Day. Well,
they've given a choice, haven't they?
Yes, I think it's fantastic. If you don't want to celebrate Australia Day, if the 3% of Australians who are Indigenous don't want to celebrate Australia Day, that's fine. Let the other 97% of the community celebrate Australia Day. Give people a choice. If you don't wish to celebrate Anzac Day or Christmas Day or Easter or New Year's Day, don't do any of it. And I think it's a very, very good choice that you give the 3% of Australians who are Indigenous the choice not to celebrate Australia Day. And they said if you don't wish to come to work on the holiday, then you don't have to, or you can come to work. I would say you can't have it both ways. If you don't celebrate Australia Day, then you should come to work, because you're not taking it off.
If they come to work on Australia Day, I wonder if they put their hand up for triple time.
Double time, all that. So yep. I think Channel 10, I think it's in Paramount, who own Paramount, the American company, and Paramount ANZ, who are the owners of Channel 10, they have decided that you don't have to celebrate Australia Day. We should call it Foundation Day or Discovery Day, because if Governor Phillip hadn't gone up the river all those years ago and founded and discovered Australia, none of this would be here, because there was nothing here before he came. So if you don't wish
to... I thought William Dampier or... Hartog discovered
Dirk Hartog.
Dirk Hartog discovered Australia.
So I think it's a terrific compromise.
Who left the plate on the post? Was it Dirk Hartog or William Dampier?
Someone at the
what?
Someone at.
So we could have been Dutch had they have had a little bit of foresight.
Yep.
We could have been New Holland. Well, it was called New Holland.
It was
wasn't
indeed. It was called New Holland before it was called Australia. So Don, I think it's fantastic that you're given a choice. You don't want to celebrate Australia Day, go and desecrate all the statues of Captain Cook and go and protest at the shrine and burn down things. That's fantastic. And
I wonder
and graffiti
where we'd be,
things.
Johnny.
If you don't want to celebrate Australia, well done to Channel 10 for giving people the option. 3% of the population don't want to do it, and 97% might want to do it, and what a sensible choice to give people.
What do you think you'd be doing had the Dutch or the Spanish settled Australia? Where do you think you'd be now? Do you think you'd be sitting here behind the microphone?
I probably would have known a lot of dykes. Dykes, they're from the Dutch dykes. That's what holds the water back. They're dykes. A dyke is a water channel. That's the Dutch name for a water channel. What are you looking at? I'm looking it up. Is that car? Anyone got into that car yet?
No. We've just got a guest coming in, and he's got a backpack on, and he's got a couple of coffees and a drink. What's going on here today? We just got cake before. We got cake and I got a bottle of whiskey. Where does all that come from, Johnny? Hey! Why are we getting so many presents? Johnny?
Hang on.
Jeez. If we had Rod Law here, this would have been done by now. We need a producer.
If we'd had Rod Law, this would have been done over.
Hey, I got
a
photograph too. Hey, photograph sent from... I wish we had television coverage. This is a terrific photograph. It was sent to me.
Sit down, Doc. Dr. James Stewart has come in. I asked him to come in because we have questions about the marijuana oil that I want to pose to someone. And he's not allowed to call it marijuana oil.
No,
he's called
I want to ask
plant-induced
him about
health therapy shit or something.
What's that word? You know.
Psychiatric?
No, drugs. Psychedelic. Psychedelic drugs. Because I saw something the other day. Hey, there's a photograph which our listeners can't listen. Johnny, have a look at this photograph. There's only two people remaining. This was from happier days when the podcast first started.
Yeah,
now, in the photograph, let me go through. You and I are standing at the back. And in the foreground, we've got Rod Law, Mike Sheehan. Both got one, Mike's got his arm around Rod Law. We've got Jacinta Clayton and Lizzie Sheehan. We're the only two left standing.
How did you get... Why have you been sent a photo of
that? Well, it's got Jacinta, your former PA, sent it to me. And it's been posted on social media. Have a look at that.
I'm looking
we're
at
the
it,
only
Don.
Two still
yeah,
standing.
That's right. And
you have blasted only, everybody
and
there.
And we're only... Oh, no, I'm only just standing with you, Don, because you get more infuriating week after week. Now, I'm just... We're going to...
You wouldn't believe it. Bloody my... You know,
we're going to close this first segment down because the doc has arrived and we've got far more topics to speak about. I'm just reading out what Dutch dikes are. Dutch dike, a flood control is flood control is an important issue for the Netherlands as it is due to low elevation. They put in dikes to control the flow of water, and that's why I said if we were Dutch, I would have known a lot of dikes.
The only dike I've heard of...
Don't go on with it. I'm closing it off now.
Because you